All right, next up we've got Giraffes for Wings.
We're the puppies in baskets. We're the ones who okayed the Challenger booster rocket gasket. It has been a shit week. It has been a shit year.
Allow me to go first on this, because I know that the two of you enjoy this song so much more than I do. So let me just get my contrarianness out here first. And maybe it's because I come from this open mic background, I come from this background that's, East Village anti-folk. So I hear a lot of this sound all the time. A lot of it. I'm friends with people like Jeffrey Lewis. So I hear much better versions of what Giraffes for Wings is trying to do. And I hear it on a weekly basis. So when I hear this, I don't get the charm. Instead, I get, this is the kind of thing that I would have gone to the bar and gotten a drink for if I heard him come up during the open mic. And I've heard a million people come up like him, where he's trying for a quirky charm that isn't hitting for me. And I want to hear why it hits for you.
Yeah, well, so I don't, I like the melody initially. So if I don't know anything about the genre, I don't know if it's derivative. So I don't have a lot of that bias. So it doesn't sound like anything that I really hear a lot of. So let's see. I without playing the song, I know that the words were really what I keyed in on. And the whole thing about approving faulty gaskets was what led to the Challenger disaster. I thought that was just metaphorically very cool. And maybe it's just an inside joke for people who, understood the what happened with the Challenger. But I did like that part of it. And I just thought it was sort of the song was about, things are shitty and it's kind of your fault. Because maybe you approved the faulty gaskets. Maybe we're all culpable. And it's like, fine, we'll have a fucking parade if you want to, but, keep it short because things are kind of shitty. I just like the sentiment, and the words drove home the sentiment, I thought, in a way that, caught my attention. And oftentimes I don't get what people are doing in songs, and I'm not sure what they're trying to tell me or what they're trying to say to me. But in this one, I feel like I got their intention and I got the feeling and I got the message and it all worked. So that's what I liked about it.
Okay. I didn't feel like I got the intention, and I loved the song anyway. I thought there was just so much quirk and so much kind of weirdness in the inherent in the way that the lyrics played out, that and I don't know, just the general feel of it was really appealing to me. So I don't get out and see a lot of live music when it comes right down to it. Part of it is I'm old. I used to get out and see a lot of live music, but not these days. So, and I certainly haven't gone out and seen a lot of live music since we started making music. I think, other than Song Fight Live, I haven't seen much at all, come to think of it. But, haven't been out to see all that many artists. But anyhow, I just thought, again, you put the quirk together, and I thought it was captivating, and it started out strong with we are the vampire slayers, and then the thing about the puppies and the and it's all like, what the hell is he talking about? But it's just engaging immediately. It's like, wait, what and I just enjoyed it that way. And I thought that it was low production, it was pretty clean, mostly guy and guitar, if I remember right properly, but Yeah, I thought it's proof that you don't need bells and whistles to generate a real contender. You just need to make great songs, and I thought this was one of them.
Okay, let me say one more thing that's a little more productive than saying, "Hey, I hear a lot of what you do, and I hear it a lot better." So let me just say this. Okay, so there is a dichotomy in this lyric, in the lyric that doesn't hit me as well. There's a lot of quirk for quirk's sake right at the beginning, like, okay, we're the vampire slayers, we are the puppies in the baskets, and it's like, oh, like, what? It's like, and then it becomes so incredibly twee when it gets to it, peaches and creams or root beer, green tea or plum sorbet. It's like, when it's a float day with you, we can parade around a block or two. It's like, oh. And the lyrics don't hit me. And then when you're playing, is this constructed around this kind of just folksy quirkiness? It just doesn't, like, I've heard people be quirky and funny and be a lot more fun. This just kind of fell flat for me.
Oh my God, I want to have a side conversation about if there is any twee music that you do like.
There is a ton of twee music that I do.
I imagine we both love Belle and Sebastian, right?
Fox in the Snow is a tremendous song.
Oh, so good. Okay, good. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Okay, you've convinced me I'm a hater now. No, I mean, I still like, I mean, I just kind of clicked away to look at the lyrics. And I'm like, what is he right about the lyrics? And I'm like, no, you're still wrong about the lyrics. That whole second verse, you know, it's been a shit week. It's been a shit year. It's been a shit country more or less ever since it's been here. Yeah. It's like
that resonated kind of, with me for sure.
It was a surprise too. It's like, you don't know where it's going to go. And then he's like, there's all this weird kind of fluky, you know, quirky stuff, and then it's like, oh, and there's a problem with the country, by the way. Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I got it.
Whoa.
But yeah, so happy to say that you're wrong. No, I'm kidding, but not really.